Good morning, humanity! Or good afternoon, good evening, or the middle of the night. Ooh, wherever you might be. I'm Fifth, and I'm the co-founder of MediClown Academy, and we're here in beautiful Oroville that brings the world together in human unity and in love. So welcome to the show, whether you're on TubeTumbi or whether you're in the station. So today, I want to talk about imagination. Now, when I said good evening, good morning, wherever you are, and I said even in the middle of the night, do you remember when you were little, or maybe you still are little, and you would pull the covers up over your head, and maybe you would read something even though you were not supposed to? Or someone told you ghost stories and you were terrified and you would go under the cover and you would imagine these people, these ants coming and eating you. Or you would imagine that you were at the beach playing, having fun. Do you remember times like that when you were little and you did all this kind of stuff? Imagination is one of the principles that's so important. We have our senses. What are our senses? We have our sight. We have our smell, which is what we use for pranayama, which we're going to do a little later in the program. We have our sense of hearing. You're listening to me right now. We have our sense of smell. And when we do the pranayama, we pretend and we smell the roses or we smell the biryani or the cookies or whatever. Ruben is saying yes, he loves that. Or the sense of taste. So we have five senses that we can actually sensorize, right? But there are other invisible powers. And one of those powers is the power of imagination. Now, did you know that Einstein said that imagination is so important? Because what we do is when we imagine, we think of something twice. Everything in the world is thought of twice. First, you imagine it, and then you put the feelings into it, and then you put the action, and from the action comes the results. So let's take an example of, I live in this beautiful place. I'm going to put up the link before. So you can go down and click on oroville.org and you can see what Oroville is all about. And it started as a dream. It started as a thought. And that thought became this driving passion that the woman who started it was Mira Alfonza, also known as the mother. And she had this driving passion that there needed to be somewhere in this world that belonged to no one and yet belonged to everyone. And then suddenly everyone came on board. And in 1968, people from 122 countries and all the states of India brought a handful of soil from their home country, and they buried it together in an urn. And that's how Oroville started. But it started as a thought with an emotion because we loved the concept, and then came the action. So with the action, we dug, we planted 2 million trees. About 1 million of them fell because of a cyclone, but we still planted that many trees. And then we did all sorts of stuff. And now we have a city, a small city. But that's what happens. Now, I've got a few people in the studio here, but they want to remain a little bit anonymous. But one of the kids that I have here has something, and he's got a t-shirt on that says, "One United Roar, Ask the Lion." And a few years ago, what we did was there was a thought of how do we save the lions? And there was a competition, and all these kids in Oroville, and several of them won prizes because they had their imagination. They took their camera out and they filmed some really awesome stuff. Is it still on YouTube? Can we put some of those links on? We can. Great. So we'll put some of those links on so you can see the awesome work that our kids in Oroville are doing. So with laughter, we're doing the same thing. We use our imagination. So right now, maybe we're not at the beach, but we've done this laughter before. Let's go to the beach. And it's a beautiful, hot, sunny day. So imagine. Can you imagine with me? Yeah. Imagine the heat coming down. Smell. Can you smell that sea breeze? Oh, there's someone in a bikini. Woo-hoo-hoo. I see the guys here are smiling. Even the gal here is smiling, right? Oh, and there's some guys, like real hunk guys. Oh, and there's a guy with a big belly, but he's kind of cute too. So you're imagining all of these things, right? And now let's take our chappals off and we're going to run through the sand because it's hot and we're going to go, and you're going to do this with me, Stefano. Stefano's there and let's go and join me. And you're going to hop around. And you're going to run everywhere. And look at the sand castles. Beautiful sand castles. Oh, and look. Oh my gosh. There's someone surfing because we have a fantastic surf school right here in Oroville. They're surfing and they're scuba diving. And and now I just want you to lay out on the beach with your favorite beverage, whatever that might be. It might be a juice. It might be a bottle of a cold one. And imagine you're just, and as you're doing that, use your imagination and your sense of smell and bring in the ocean. Smell the ocean. Hold that. Let's do it two more times. Breathe in. Hold it. When you hold your breath, it rewires everything. You reconstruct and exhale. One last time. Smile and exhale. And so you can go anywhere in the world when you use your imagination. Now, if Einstein, a really super smart dude, can talk about the importance of imagination, and Thomas Edison and all the great inventors, they imagined everything first. And from that imagination came this incredible world that we live in. So let's use our imagination for beautiful things. Yeah? And on that note, Stefano, shall we laugh our way out? You guys ready to laugh our way out? And as we're doing that, let's spread with intention, laughter to all the parts of the world that are suffering. And let's see everyone imagine them in beautiful, radiant health. Take it away. Have a fantastic